finding my own way, autism, anxiety and honesty. So, across the almost 30 years of my life so far, I've discovered that the expectation for me to find the right way is not in fact something that's possible to do. There's no such thing as getting life right, particularly if you experience mental illness. Throwing knowing that you're different growing up and not knowing why until you get into your late 20s and the roadmap to life disappears. But finding my tribe and my own way made all the difference. My name's Lauren. I'm 29. I work 4 days a week. I write and perform poetry, and Lego brings great joy to my life. I'm also autistic, receiving a diagnosis in 2022, and have lived with mental illness for the majority of my life, mainly social anxiety and generalised anxiety disorder, and more recently, complex post-traumatic stress disorder. You can't tell this just by looking at me. Being autistic, I'll tell it as it is. It hasn't been straightforward or easy. Far from it. Not feeling that I fitted in most places I've been in, faking it, masking, as it's known for autistics, and living in a world not made for me, well, it had a massive negative effect on my mental health. Social anxiety began for me at primary school. In a way, this is how I became involved with YES, which used to be Time to Change York, in 2019. This was my tribe. From there, I had a decent start to make my own way, rather than setting myself up for impossibly difficult challenges. Fancy hearing more? Come and check out my book.